Oh, I don't want to live a lie. I want to live alive. That was Rend Collective. You know, that song, that line in that song really hit me recently. I don't want to live a lie, but I want to live alive. You know, I just think the only way that we can truly live fully alive is when we live in the truth of Jesus Christ. So, anyhow, I like that song, Rend Collective.
Yes.
How you doing today, Kelly?
I am doing great. How about you?
I am doing fine. I've had my coffee and all's good with the world.
Yes, well, I have my coffee right here.
All's really not good with the world, but it's all good in my world.
In your world. Okay.
Okay. It is time for Kelly and Coffee. When Kelly blesses us with her presence and shares some of our recent listener, because she's giving me a weird look, people, some of our recent listener comments.
Yes.
We love to hear from our listeners, and it's really cool, with new listeners that we connect with, but then also listeners that we've been friends since we've been on the air, you know, it's just really cool to keep those relationships going and doing life together and encouraging one another.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I shared a little bit about what we've been through with my daughter and a disease that she's been battling. And I received so much encouragement from our listeners as they sent emails and notes and all. So it means a lot that we can encourage one another.
Yes, I agree.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, one of the questions that we had asked when we were doing our giveaway for the Casting Crowns and I Am They tickets,
mm-hmm.
was, has listening to Praise Network helped you or your family in any way?
Okay.
So I wanted to share some of the responses. Lynn from Galesville said, I enjoy the Bible teaching on my drive to work. It gives me something to think on during the day, and I also seem to catch another Bible teaching on the way home.
So glad that you're listening. Lynn from Galesville.
And Kathy Volden from Viroqua.
Hey, Kathy. She was one of the winners, wasn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, she was a winner. Her husband hopes that he can go with her.
Hopefully she'll take him. We'll
right.
see.
She said, I told my daughter about your station, and we both listened to it.
Mm.
When my husband and I are in the car, this is all we listen to. I am so thankful for this station. You are already wonderful and uplifting, so please don't change a thing.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to hear from you. They've been longtime listeners, so
yes.
Appreciate that.
And the last one is from Candy in Hillsboro. The Praise Network has helped me, my family, and my coworkers. I am encouraged every morning as I commute to work, listening to the music and the teachings. I often feel God put upon my heart to share a song or a verse I have heard with a coworker or a family member. This sharing is often met with the excitement of, that is exactly what I needed today. I have been given answers to questions I personally have been wrestling with during songs or Bible lessons. It is so wonderful to know that God is using your ministry to reach our individual needs and prayers. Thank you.
Oh, very nice. One of the things that really struck me in reading some of the comments that came in through the Casting Crowns giveaway was that God is using it, and it's kind of a springboard for biblical discussions.
Yeah,
you know, we had more than one married couple say, you know, we talk about what we hear on the radio during the day. We talk about that in the evenings when we come together. And another grandma talked about her grandkids being in the car and listening, and just the different generations, coworkers, and how God's able to use that to not just, you know, entertain for the moment, but to really, you know, give you something to think about scripturally.
Yes.
And to point you to Jesus and to point you to the Word and to point you to the truth. So
yeah.
Love that. Appreciate our listeners sharing. It means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge encouragement, and it just lets us know the many ways that God is using this ministry in different people's lives.
I agree.
Well, coming up this weekend, this Saturday, as a matter of fact, it'll be the Beautiful Freedom Conference in Lake Holcomb, and Praise Network will be there, so be sure to stop by and say hi, ladies, if you attend the conference. Also coming up in April, Kelly?
Is our ultimate date night.
Woohoo!
With Jay and Laura LaFoon.
I got to talk with them recently. We recorded an interview, which we'll be sharing with our listeners. But so much fun. It's going to be a great night.
Yes, I had been looking on YouTube at some of their videos and little clips of things that they do, and I'm just so excited to go. I can't wait to be at the Friday night one. So.
Yeah, and they're both so animated. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's not going to be threatening, mm-hmm. but you'll also walk away with some solid nuggets of truth that you can apply to your marriage or your relationship to make it better. And mm-hmm. they said it was for anyone from engaged couples to newlyweds to people who have been married 40 plus years, whoever it is, whoever you are, it'll be a great night. That's coming up on April 26th, and that will be at Calvary Church in Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. And then the next night on the Friday, April 27th, it will be at Bethany Church in La Crosse. You can get your tickets and find out all the info on our website, and that's at praisenetwork.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, some of the videos that we have shared give testimony from other couples that have been to it and just how it changed and encouraged their own relationship with each other.
Yeah, and those videos can be found on our Facebook page, yes. on our social media. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check out some of the videos or maybe get your spouse to check them out and say, hey, don't you want to go see them?
Yes.
Yeah, this would be a great thing. And it may be maybe a nice surprise for your spouse. The ultimate date night. It's like, oh, wow, okay, I'm in. I'm in for that.
Yes, my husband's coming with me, so I'm excited.
Oh, good. Again, that's going to be on Thursday, the 26th of April in Eau Claire, and then on the 27th of April, a Friday night in La Crosse. Find those details on our website at praisenetwork.com. Now, Kelly, you get to hear from a lot of our listeners, and sometimes people will call in and say, you know, what was that song that was on at Sunday? Such and such a time, and you can go in and look it up and find out the name and find out the artist. And one of our newer songs is by Josh Wilson. What's it called?
It is called Dream Small.
Dream Small. Now, a lot of times we think about dreaming big, but the message in this song is really celebrating the little things that we do to minister to one another, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes, I thought it was a good song. Really good words.
Yeah, sometimes we could be overwhelmed because there's just so much that needs to be done that we don't feel like we can make a dent in it, so why even bother? But it's those little acts of faithfulness that mm-hmm. make a difference. Thanks, Kelly.
You bet.
Here's Josh Wilson in Dream Small.